I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And today is the rally for New York Health, urging Senator Chris Jacobs to become the 32nd co-sponsor in the New York Senate to get the New York Health Act passed, because it has passed three times already in the Assembly, including this year, by a roughly 2-1 margin.
Do you know if State Senator Tim Kennedy has already signed on this?
Senator Tim Kennedy has already signed on. He is a co-sponsor, and he was invited to the rally today, but unfortunately he had a scheduling conflict, or he would have been here today as well.
In your words, can you describe what the New York Health Act is?
The New York Health Act would be a universal, comprehensive, single-payer health care coverage system, which is... it means essentially that every New York resident would have full health care coverage and therefore ready access to any health care they need, any medically necessary health care, without regard to their income, their status of employment, or any other status. Simply being a resident of New York, you would be covered.
One of the big criticisms of the idea of universal health care is that it's just going to be another burden on the taxpayers. And this is New York State, already a very highly taxed state in this nation. Don't you have a little bit of concerns, though, that adding a universal health care system could negatively impact the taxpayers that much more?
Well, people are afraid of the word tax, but what you have to keep in mind in this situation is the New York Health Act would be partially funded by a payroll tax. However, that would be in place of what you might think of as a private tax, which is the premiums that insurance companies charge, the high deductibles that are ever increasing, and we also know the premiums keep going up. They've asked for a double-digit increase this year. Blue Cross, for instance, did ask for the insurance that's sold to private individuals on the market. This would eliminate coinsurance, the cost sharing that occurs if you do meet your deductible and have further health care needs. So all those expenses would be eliminated. And as a result, even with the new payroll tax, by eliminating those expenses, the economists that studied this calculated that 98% of New York residents would pay significantly less than they do now for health care coverage.
Kevin, how much of an influence did Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have on the universal health care idea?
Well, I think what Senator Sanders did is he brought it to national attention. This is an idea that's been around for a long time. It's been advocated for and fought for a long time. I mean, the original sponsor in the New York legislature, Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, has introduced a variation of this bill for about 20 years now. But it's really gained momentum, and I think in part because Senator Sanders, running as for president, brought it to the fore. He brought it to national attention, and that helped it gain momentum. Certainly what the Republicans at the federal level are trying to do to health care has also helped the single-payer idea gain momentum.
How difficult, in your mind, is it to try to get this passed? I mean, you mentioned it's already passed through the Assembly, I believe, three times. Why not the Senate?
Well, because there hasn't been enough support in the Senate. Right now we have a situation in New York State where we have an interesting balance in the Senate, where we have majority Democrat, nominally Democrat support, but we have a faction of independent Democrats that often caucus with the Republicans, and none of the Republicans so far have endorsed the act, although it makes sense not just morally, but economically. It would be good for business, as one of our speakers here today, Rick Clements, who's originally from Canada, indicated. He had experience with business in Canada and the U.S., and his experience in Canada as a businessman was much better, not having to worry about how to get health insurance for the employees. Now, as I said before, there's only one more co-sponsor needed in the Senate to have majority support. It has passed the Assembly by about a 2-to-1 margin, and only one more co-sponsor is needed to pass it in the Senate and get it to the governor's desk. Now, it's sitting in committee in the Senate, too, and it has to get out of committee, but Chris Jacobs is on the Health Committee and the Finance Committee, and he can do a lot to get it out to the floor for a vote.
What other efforts have you made to get in contact with Senator Jacobs? Obviously, he's not here, so this one isn't working to get his attention, but what else is being done?
Well, Senator Jacobs, of course, is a freshman senator, so he took office, actually got working in January. And since January, people have been asking for meetings with him. It's not just our volunteer organizing efforts with the Campaign for New York Health. We have support from the local unions, some of the businesses in the area, and a variety of people. As I understand it, we've had at least 5 groups of people that have asked for meetings with Senator Jacobs since January. And we have had meetings, but it's always with a member of his staff. He has yet to meet with any of us when we've requested to meet with him. So they've been open to meetings in terms of talking to the staff, but he has not yet supported it, and he has not yet directly met with any of us that have requested a meeting face-to-face.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.